Hey, Chris, thanks for talking with me this morning. This is awesome.
My pleasure, Arnold. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man, you have the best job in the world, going to all the places, taking pictures of everything where everything happened. Do you still get as excited about it as you did when you started?
I get more excited because there's new places every day. I'll never get over the feeling of when you finally arrive at a site and you recognize it, whether it's a film location or a crime scene or whatever, when you realize you've reached that spot, it's all of a sudden it's like you're part of the event. So no, I never get tired of it. I remain thoroughly passionate about it, and I'm always thinking about the next trip.
What do you do? Just go to movies and go, or go to watch TV shows and go, I've got to go there now? How do you even decide which ones to go to?
It's a good question. I think I've just trained my brain, like I have this permanent radar that's in place, where if there's a news event, if I read something, whatever strikes me that there might be some kind of geographic connection to it, I think, you know what, put it on the list. If it moves people, if it motivates people. I remember a few years ago, I don't know if you remember the story in New York City, where somebody took their iPhone out and they videotaped the piece of pizza being dragged up the staircase by the rat. You know what? That staircase matters all of a sudden. That's where Pizza Rat was born, you know? That's in the book. It's sublime to the ridiculous. It can be a famous film scene. It can be, you know, an album cover. It can be where a rat dragged a piece of pizza. It almost doesn't matter to me. As long as it captivated people, as long as it became a point of conversation, I want to go there.
Is there any iconic location that stands above the rest to you that you say, you know, out of all the places I've been to, this is where I had to go and I made it?
Yeah. There's one, I'm a big baseball fan, and there's a site in Hot Springs, Arkansas. There's an alligator farm there today, and it's been there for more than 100 years. And in the alligator farm, there's a pool with a little sign in it that says, in March of 1918, a home run hit by a guy named Babe Ruth from about 500 feet away landed in this pool. And what's fascinating about that to me is that was really where the legend of Babe Ruth was born. It was the first time he had hit that kind of home run. It was during the pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, and the Red Sox needed more full-time players to replace all the guys who were sick. And that home run is what made them realize, you know what, this pitcher can't just be in the lineup every fifth game. We need him in there every day. And so, in effect, that alligator pool is where the birth of Babe Ruth really happened.
That's amazing. So, movies, I guess I could think of 1,000 different things. I'd love to go see where they filmed Casablanca. I'd like to go all these places.
It's in there, man. Everything from Hitchcock to Casablanca to Field of Dreams to more modern TV shows like Stranger Things and Mrs. Maisel, the Sopranos. I have everything in there to kind of give fans of all of these things a chance to go stand there, or even if they just want to read about it, even if you don't go. To me, it's one part travel book, one part history book that at least lets you at least know the places are there if you want to go there.
I mean, so many movies, they're on location now, so you see something, La La Land, the opening freeway sequence. You know where that is, and you've taken people there.
Absolutely, that's in the book. Again, that's the thing with movies in particular. You try and think of, like, what were the scenes that really stood out for people, you know? I wanted to find not just Casablanca, but where did he say, here's looking at you, kid, in the finale? I went and found that exact location. There's a fire hydrant that kind of unofficially marks the spot in California. So it's like, you know, that's my favorite movie of all time, too. So that one was really exciting. And so, again, you go on these journeys, these adventures to find it. And it's fun because then you think about your reader and you think, you know what, I'm here, but they're going to be here soon with me when the book comes out.
All right. So you have no thought of even ever stopping on this because those locations are always changing and ever growing, right?
They're born every day, and I think in the social media universe today, it's even easier because places become famous and or infamous. Like, a case in point, like a year or two ago, remember when Joe Biden fell on his bike?
Right.
And that became like a geocached pop culture location. It's like a time-honored thing that we live in this age now where locations can happen instantly. So, no, I'm not going to stop.
Have you been to the mountaintop where Julia Andrews opened up Sound of Music?
No, but it's funny you ask. Have you been there? I want to go there.
Oh, I want to go there bad. I mean, you see that and you go, what a sequence. You got to be there. And I can't believe you haven't been to that one yet.
Not to that one, but look, my list is always growing. I'll get there, you know. But right now, North America for me has been something. I have this kind of driving passion that I want Americans especially to appreciate the culture their country has produced, whether it's Elvis, cheeseburgers, whatever it happens to be. We've produced so much here, and a book like It Happened Right Here is a chance to celebrate the American cultural experience on a level that we haven't been able to before.
Do you get suggestions from people who email you all the time and say, you have to get this? How do I go find this?
All the time, and I love that because, you know, I can't do this by myself, and it's really the kindness of strangers, people that get caught up in the excitement. They want to show off their knowledge, their hometown, whatever it happens. I love when that happens, and I encourage people. If you go to my website, chrisepting.com, you can write me on there. If there's something I don't know or something cool, let me know. It may wind up in the next book.
Awesome. Chris, pleasure talking with you. I could probably talk to you about an hour about specific things, but...
No, I appreciate your time. This is a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, man. You have a great day.